is NHL Induction Class. Conversations with the Hockey Hall of Fame Class of 2024. Here's Kenny Albert.
Hello, everybody, and welcome in. Chrissy Wendell-Pohl is one of the most decorated women's hockey players of all time. In college at the University of Minnesota, she won two national titles and took home the Patty Kazmaier Award presented to the nation's top player. With Team USA, Wendell-Pohl won two Olympic medals and led the Americans to their first ever World Championship gold medal, earning tournament MVP honors in 2005. In this edition of Induction Class, Chrissy and I discuss the distinction she has in common with a pair of American presidents, why she was terrified the first time she stepped on the ice with Team USA, and her current work as the first female scout in Pittsburgh Penguins history. Here's my conversation with Hall of Famer Chrissy Wendell-Pohl. Chrissy, what does it mean to you to be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame alongside your close friend and longtime teammate, Natalie Darwitz?
Super exciting. Obviously, it started to sink in now in June. It kind of caught me off guard when we first get that call, but it's been fun. It's been a fun couple months. And like you mentioned, being able to go in with Natalie is pretty awesome, pretty exciting. Not too many people get that call. And then when you get to know that your teammate's going in alongside of you, it's very exciting. So I'm super excited and looking forward to the event.
Take us back to that moment. You're in Las Vegas at NHL scouting meetings and you receive the phone call from Lanny McDonald.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, like it literally was day one of our scouting meeting. So 9 a.m, I'm sitting there ready to go. We're talking about drafts and get a number from Toronto. Didn't really recognize it, kind of let it go. And then when we finally connected, it was kind of a whirlwind. It was super hot outside, lots of thing going on. So not a lot of chance to process it, but incredibly humbled and even more exciting, like you mentioned, when I found out Natalie was going in as well.
Now, you were not only a terrific hockey player, you made history as a young girl appearing in the Little League World Series. How did you get involved playing with the local boys team? And what was it like playing as a youngster in such a prestigious baseball tournament?
Yeah, so I have an older brother who's 2 years older than I am. So he got into hockey, he got into baseball, and whatever he did, I just kind of followed along and tagged along. And my dad was let me go everywhere with them. So my dad was big into baseball, big into playing multiple sports. So for us, now you can skate all year round, but in Minnesota, my dad made us take our bags for about 6 months and just said, hey, find a different sport. So my brother and I would just throw the ball around. We'd play football, tennis, but baseball was kind of the thing we did in the summer. And I loved playing around with the boys. There wasn't like a ton of opportunity for girls to play in the softball where I kind of grew up in. And but yeah, my dad was the coach, and we actually made it to regionals in Ohio the year before. And then the next year, my 12-year-old year, we made it to Williamsport. So really, really special experience. It was the first time I really kind of got to see the whole world just in that world stage. It was the lockout for baseball. So ESPN picked it up, and it just kind of really blew up. I'd actually never even seen the World Series before we got there. So, but it's a really unique and special experience I get to share with my dad too, just being able to have him as a coach. And, you know, we always think about hockey, but that's kind of one memory we get to share outside of that.
And you were later inducted into the Little League Hall of Excellence. What did it mean to you to receive an honor that was also bestowed upon some American presidents?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, just like this, the Hockey Hall of Fame, it's like, you never put yourself in those categories. You know, you play because you love the sport. You love the friendships, the camaraderie, and just enjoying playing. You never think you'll end up into any of these Hall of Fames. And, but it certainly, it's humbling and exciting when you start to see who else is in there and you find yourself in that same category. And for that event, it was cool. I hadn't been back to the Little League World Series in like 20 years. So they flew us back, and my family came back. My dad and I got to go back and kind of see the difference they'd done in Williamsport. They built another field and just kind of how much they've expanded. So yeah, it was certainly really fun to go back.
At age 16, you appeared on the Nickelodeon game show Figure It Out. What was that experience like?
You guys really dig into this. You're pulling out all the stops. Yeah, that was so random. It was kind of like an in and out trip. And I hadn't, like, again, like a lot of these things I did, I feel like I didn't really even know what I was getting into until I got in there. And find out they like slime you and stuff. Thankfully that didn't happen, but no, super. Again, my dad and I took that trip down to Florida, but just really amazed at how many experiences and cool things I've been able to do just because of being able to do play a sport I love to do.
Who were some of your sports heroes as a youngster?
I looked up to my brother a lot. I know I talk a lot about him, but he really kind of paved the way, let me tag along a lot. I just wanted to do everything he did growing up. But then I loved watching Mike Modano. He was only here for a year or so that I remember when he played for the North Stars before they went to Dallas. Neil Broughton were kind of the big ones. And then really that was kind of it. I really didn't look too far ahead at like a lot of the pro and college players. I really just kind of looked up to kids that played high school varsity where I was at in my local town.
You had a tremendous career playing for the University of Minnesota with Natalie Darwitz, of course. When you think back, you know, national championships, Patty Kazmaier Award, top player in the country. What are some of your biggest takeaways, biggest memories from your collegiate days?
Yeah, I absolutely loved my time in college. I think it was more special for me because we had Natalie and I had moved away to New York for a couple of years before we actually went to college. So when I started college, I was 21, which is pretty rare, more normal for guys, but rare for the girls to do that. But for me, it was so exciting to go home, just play in my home state with kids that I'd kind of grown up playing with and against. My family was able to come to so many games. Winning was obviously super exciting and fun. But for me, I just think of college and all the fun times, the camaraderie. We just had a great culture within the team. It was a fun team. We pushed each other to get better, but we all just enjoyed going out of the rink, hanging out in the locker rooms. And I think winning always makes it a little bit more special when you're able to do that at the end of the year. But yeah, for me, college was a really, really fun time.
Natalie calls you the best player and goal scorer she's ever seen. How would you describe your skills on the ice?
Well, that's because she was feeding me all these easy tap-ins. I think it kind of evolved. Growing up with boys, it's you learn to keep your, you play with your head up a little bit more just because you're, there's obviously checking. So for me, I think I feel like people kind of pegged me more as a goal scorer. Maybe I became more of a goal scorer once I connected with Natalie and we played on the same line. But I'd like to think definitely more of an offensive player. I had to work hard at the two-way game being a center, but like to feel like I got more dependable as I got older. But yeah, definitely more of probably a power forward. I love to score goals, love to compete, love to have lots of urgency around the net.
Women's hockey was introduced at the Olympic level in 1998 in Nagano. The United States won the gold medal that year. What do you remember about watching those games from afar?
Yeah, it was crazy just because for me, I actually was at the 98 tryout in Lake Placid. I was 15 years old, obviously didn't make the team, but I had played boys hockey all the way up till then. So it really was not even on the radar of like the opportunities girls had. College was kind of just getting on the scene. There really wasn't much for girls to that point. So I think being able to see them to have success and have had the opportunity to meet some of those players at the tryout, you kind of build relationships with them and able to cheer for them. So for me, it was really special, really cool. It built a vision of like what you can do. And from that point on, I think it was very much a dream to get there and get to that point. But up until then, it really didn't seem realistic.
That must have been wild as a 15-year-old trying out for the U.S. Olympic team. What are some of the memories that you have from that camp?
Terrifying, actually. Yeah, very terrifying. And it just was so different. I know I keep saying the word different, but for me, it was literally I like played boys my whole life. So I was used to being the only girl. And then that summer was the first year I really went to a camp where it was girls and you're playing with other girls and girls that were competitive and competed. And I just had not had that experience at all. So for me, it was great to meet other girls from around the country that also had that compete and desire and were good, really good hockey players, good athletes. But it was terrifying once I got there. You know, you run into, you know, the Cami Granados or people that you see on posters, you see around, and then you meet them and they're some of the nicest people you've ever met and incredibly welcoming. And it just kind of changes your whole view.
You became teammates with many of them. What was some of the biggest pieces of advice that you received from Cami and some of the others?
Oh, great question. Cami for me was just kind of took us under her wing. She just has this warm presence about her and welcoming and inclusive. And There's quite an age gap when we were playing, which seems when you're younger, it seems different. We were obviously living very different lives, but from the moment we, Natalie was there with me too, which was nice to have a few kind of teammates your same age. But for me, Cammy just like a warm welcome. Angela Ruggiero was another player that was, had been through it, was there in 98. So by the time you step in the locker room, I think it's not even so much what they said to you. It's just kind of how they made you feel, and they made you feel comfortable. They made you feel like you belonged. They were excited for you to be there and be on the team. And they never made you feel like you weren't there to contribute. And I think that's just something I took with me as we started to welcome in younger players, is the comfort that they had given us. We tried to give, I think, to the younger players coming in, because anybody who knows that when you play hockey, if the less you grip that stick and the more comfortable you feel, the more easier it is to step in and kind of find the flow of the game.
It was a privilege to call most of the Olympic games that you played in during your career. Watching you, Natalie, and your teammates play was so special. What are your biggest memories from the 2002 Olympics in Salt Lake?
Gosh, it's funny because the game seemed like such a blur. Obviously the gold medal game was one that was pretty crushing. Just cause there's such a buildup there, you know, you see the 98, they win the gold medal, and then you have 3 years where you're just trying to make the team, you're in and out. And then you build up, you have a good little run getting to the Olympics. And then we obviously lost the heartbreaker in the gold medal game. But it's funny for me, when I think of the 2002 Olympics, it was my first Olympics, obviously. And I think of walking into the opening ceremonies in that Utah rink or the Utah stadium. And for me, I think that was the first time I was like, oh my gosh, this is real. Like, we're playing in the Olympics, we're going to get it going. And that's kind of the vision or the picture I have in my head whenever anybody thinks of or brings up Salt Lake City. That's what I have.
Who are you most excited to meet, either during the opening ceremonies or at the Olympic Village?
In 2002?
Or 2006. Any of the other athletes, other sports, other countries?
Yeah, I think Sean White was like a big snowboarder. Apollo Ono was like a big like speed skater. So some of those, I think, just even within different sports was super cool. Michelle Kwan was the big figure skater. It was actually really exciting just to see the different sports, because, you know, you're so focused on yourself and trying to get to the Olympics. And when you get there, like a lot of sports, you don't really have a lot of familiarity with. It's just so cool to see those athletes and kind of hear their backstory of how they got there and their journey and how long they've been doing it and how they got into their sport. So for me, it was, I don't know if I had like a person I was like, oh, I really want to meet them when I get there. But when I got there, it was really cool.
Chrissy, what did it mean to be a part of the first United States gold medal winning team at the World Championships?
Crazy. We had actually just come off a college championship. So we played in the national championship, which is funny because you play against a lot of some of the Canadian players and some of our American players. We literally played in a national championship game against each other. Then we all get on a flight, we fly over to Europe, and then here we are playing with and against each other in a gold medal game in the World Championships. So cool. I had not won. That's our only time I won a gold medal, was in that World Championships, went into a shootout, was just an awesome tournament. But yeah, that was, you know, you wait so long cause they play the national anthem at the end, of the tournament. So for me, that was the only time I got to kind of be arm in arm with my group of teammates and get to hear the national anthem. So for me, that's kind of a special moment for sure.
What is that like when you play against other schools, great athletes as the opposition, and then all of a sudden you wind up as teammates, you're battling against them, trying to beat them, and now it's one common goal?
Yeah, it's a little quiet for the first few days, I feel like. I mean, any athlete, it's hard to kind of have that on off switch, right? Like, you're competitive and you want to win, and you get to that level and it certainly intensifies. But I think at the end of the day, when we all put on that USA jersey, we're excited we're all going the same direction, because I think you have an appreciation for the skill set that they bring and the talent that they are, that there's nothing better than when you get to go the same direction as opposed to playing against them.
Now, you currently work as a scout with the Pittsburgh Penguins. Take us through some of your responsibilities and how have you enjoyed some of the duties post-playing career?
Yeah, it's been great. I kind of took a little bit of a hiatus there coaching my kids now that they're old enough. But yeah, I started this my fourth year. I'm part-time amateur with Pittsburgh Penguins. So I cover the Minnesota region, a lot of Minnesota high school, some USHL, and then college teams that come through. Just identifying players for the upcoming draft, some of the underages. But it's been great. I've learned a lot. The organization's been awesome. Worked for a couple different managements now, different styles. But for me, it's just been great to get back in the rink from a in a kind of a different perspective than as a player. It challenges you in different ways, but I'm certainly very much enjoying it.
So when you're at a high school game or a college game scouting, obviously you're watching the players on the ice, but what are you looking for as far as intangibles?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just different attributes, right? I think that's the cool thing about hockey is there's so many different types of players, you know, and you need all sorts of different players to make up a team. So and for amateur, it's unique in terms of predicting it kind of far out. You know, you're seeing what they are now, but you're also seeing and projecting, trying to figure out 2, 3, 4 years down the line, which is and unique in its own. But yeah, just body language, you know, how they are as a teammate, how they the compete level. I think there's a lot of things that you don't necessarily measure just from a skill set that contribute to being good hockey players.
You mentioned your kids, 3 kids. What sports are they involved in?
Hockey, surprisingly. Yeah. So my husband played up until we had our second one. And so my older two were kind of exposed to it. Being in Minnesota, it's kind of everywhere. But they've played a ton of different sports. They played tennis. They're into golf. Played a lot of soccer. But now my two older ones are very much pretty heavy into hockey and getting involved. They'll both be trying out for high school. My older ones played high school. But it's been fun to take off. I feel like it's funny when we talk about my playing days, because for me, I'm totally in mom, coach, scout mode. But that's been super special, and it's been fun to be able to share a lot of those, just seeing our kids have those experiences that I know I had growing up with, being around the team, being in the locker room, competing. It's fun to see them have those experiences for themselves.
So 3 kids, your husband, John, played in the NHL. You have multiple jobs, NHL scout, high school co-head coach with John, admissions counselor. What's a typical day or week like in the life of Chrissy Wendell Pohl?
It's busy. It's good though. I don't know any different. I think you, as an athlete, your life is always busy and it's about time management, but I love it. I feel incredibly blessed. I wake up every day excited to start the day. I have, like you said, it's a lot of different things, from being a mom right away in the morning to working at a school to then at night either coaching or scouting. And I feel like I get to kind of fill all my buckets with all the passions that I have. You know, I love being a mom. It's wonderful. It's been the biggest, I don't know, most fulfilling thing I've ever had is being able to help raise our kids and be around them. And then being able to be in a school where they go to school and play sports. And then, like I said, being able to still be involved in the game. I feel incredibly lucky. We're healthy and happy. And I just won't want time to go any faster because the kids are getting older. And I feel very blessed.
What was John's reaction when you informed him that he's now married to a Hockey Hall of Famer?
I think the kids informed him first. Yeah, I think the kids razz him enough. But no, he's great. You know, it's funny for somebody who didn't have any sisters and wasn't really around girls hockey. If you would have told him that he was going to be married to a girl hockey player, have 3 daughters that were going to be playing and he was going to be coaching, I think he'd have had pretty big bug eyes. But he's embraced it. He actually loves coaching the girls, and he couldn't be more proud.
What is your advice to young girls, including yours, who are just starting out playing ice hockey?
I tell my kids this all the time, just have fun and enjoy it. I think we're always in a world where we're so worried about getting to the next step and in a hurry to being the best, or hurry to get to this team or that team, or, just enjoying where you're at and having fun. For me, there wasn't a lot of opportunity to look forward to in terms of what you were going to do next. So I got to live in the moment, and my parents were big preachers on, if you're not smiling and you're not having fun, then it's not worth it. So I always tell my kids, have fun, smile. It's a game of mistakes. You're going to make them. You got to forget about them and move on. But that's probably my biggest message as a coach is to smile and have fun. It's a game. So you got to enjoy it.
Well, Chrissy, I'm sure you have to get to the rink. This was so much fun taking a trip down memory lane. Thanks so much for joining us, and congratulations on your induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much.
So great to hear from Chrissy Wendell Pohl as she took a trip down memory lane. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out our other episodes as I chat with the rest of the 2024 Hockey Hall of Fame class. The coordinating producers of NHL Induction Class are Bob Bender and Matt Nicholson. Special thanks to editorial consultant Phil Constantino. The executive producer of NHL Productions is Steve Mayer. So long for now. I'm Kenny Albert.
Congratulations to Chrissy Wendell-Pohl on her induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame.